Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 14, verse 8. Acts 14, verse 8. Now at Lystra there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was crippled from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he sprang up and began walking. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, and wanted to offer sacrifice with the crowds. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their garments and rushed out into the crowd, crying out, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like nature with you, and we bring you good news, that you should turn from these vain things to a living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations he allowed the nations to walk in their own ways, yet he did not leave himself without witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the people from offering sacrifice to them. But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered about him, he rose up and entered the city, and on the next day he went on with Barnabas to Derbe. When they had preached the gospel to that city, and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. And when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had fulfilled. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, they declared all that God had done with them, and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they remained no little time with the disciples. So previously we have read concerning Cornelius with Peter, that Gentiles were being welcomed into the church if they were faithful and obedient. And then Paul and Barnabas had been selected to be sent out on missionary journeys, being selected by the Holy Spirit and sent off by the brethren at Antioch. And so that's where we're reading now. Paul and Barnabas are doing these travels, going about preaching the gospel. Traveling like this was not an easy task at the time compared to today. Yet it was easier than it had ever been before. The Roman road system and transportation had made it easier than any other time past. But still, traveling then was a lot of walking. Once in a while, you could take a ship if you were going across waterways, but it was not without danger as well as difficulty. And so here they are making these travels, and they are finding those that would listen. They're healing along the way. And that's one specific event we read about today, was this man that was crippled in his feet. And Paul, perceiving his faith, told him to stand upright on his feet. And this did get the attention of the crowds, but not the way that Paul would have liked to have gotten attention. They began to give him credit personally for the miracle, and then consider him to be one of the Greek gods. So here he is doing a work in the name of the Almighty God, and they consider it to be part of this idolatry, this fake god. And Paul and Barnabas are trying to stop them. They're very, very upset by the fact that they would want to offer sacrifice to them. And it states that they were barely able to restrain the crowd, even with their words, saying, "Look, we're just men like you are." It is also in our reading today that we see the beginning of these Jews that begin following Paul around in order to cause trouble. It states that Jews came from Antioch and Iconium. They persuaded the crowds to stone Paul. So at one hand, they're ready to offer sacrifice to him, and now they've been convinced to stone him. This is a very fickle crowd. And so they do this. They stone Paul, and they leave him for dead, but he was not dead. The disciples come out there. He gets up. He goes back in. He strengthens the souls of the disciples, encourages them to continue in the faith, likely saying, despite what you've seen happen to me. And then he goes on, and they end up appointing elders in the church with prayer and fasting. From there, they go on through Pisidia, Pamphylia, Perga, Attalia, and then back to Antioch, where they had been committed to this work, and where they give a report to the church who sent them out, likely sending them out with some sort of physical or monetary support, and they report all these things that had been done, which is appropriate. We still get reports from preachers that we support today. Our reports usually come via email, sometimes a letter, but those reports tell us what kind of activities they're engaged in and what the results of those activities are. And that enables us not only to know that the support we send is being used for the furtherance of the kingdom, but it also gives us information so that we can pray about their work and the success of that work in that particular area. Well, that concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.